Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace? Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh. There's Chuck and Jerry sitting in for Dave, which makes this the traditional arrangement for Short Stuff.
That's right. A tale of survival of a young German woman.
Yeah. I don't know why, but Julianne Kupka started making the rounds like a year ago. And since then, everybody's written on her story because it's an amazing story. But I couldn't figure out what it was that set it off. I heard about her on like some Quora thread that was suggested to me. And I don't know if that's the one that kicked it off or not, but she's made the rounds.
And she may have just opened up for business.
No, I don't think so, because she released a memoir, but that was back in 2011. So I don't know what happened, but she suddenly became part of the zeitgeist. And I understand why for two reasons. One, zeitgeist is a German word, and she was a German national by birth. And secondly, the story is just so frankly amazing that everybody should know it.
Yeah, for sure. There's a great Werner Herzog documentary about it. That's a pretty quick watch for such a harrowing story. But as all things Werner Herzog, I highly recommend it.
It's called Wings of Hope Wings of Hope.
It's really good. So she was a young woman that was raised in the jungle. Her dad was a zoologist and her mom was an ornithologist. And she was raised in the jungles of Peru because they were researchers in the Amazon. And she sort of grew up with this... I think kind of idyllic life of, you know, being this nature girl living in the jungle. She said she went to the school of the jungle, and it was a really unique upbringing for a young German woman.
Yeah. I mean, her parents were like hardcore. They were in Germany. They met in Germany. They were like, where's a place that's just so biodiverse? It's not really on the map. And they went there and they founded a research station called Panguana. And that place is still there today. It's a large nature preserve now, but her parents founded that. And she was raised there starting in her tweens, I believe, and then eventually moved on to private school in Lima. But in between that time, like she learned all of the animals. She learned what sounds they made. She learned how to avoid who. She basically just learned how to survive in the jungle, which really set her up nicely for one of the most significant events in her young life that came later.
Yeah, it was a very sad event. Christmas Eve, 1971, she was a 17-year-old. She was on a flight with her mom and looking to go celebrate Christmas with dad. And this flight turned really scary. There was a very bad storm. And one of the few times where you can point to an actual plane being struck by lightning in the air. It hasn't happened that much. I think this one's regarded as kind of the worst of all the times that's happened. And with about 20 minutes to go in the flight, this plane is hit and all of a sudden plummeting toward the ground with 92 people on board.
Yeah, what's sad is apparently her mom was not a fan of flying. She found it unnatural. Before it got hit by lightning, it had started to hit some horrible turbulence, like luggage was falling down on people from overhead. And her mom said, she's like, I hope this goes okay. So when the plane did start to break up, apparently Julianne heard her mom say, now it's all over. So that's pretty horrible, right? This is not just a regular plane crash. They were at 10,000 feet and the plane broke up so thoroughly that Julianne said that essentially she didn't leave the plane. The plane left me. She was still strapped to the bench seat that she had been sitting next to her mother in. But all of a sudden, it was just her. Her mother and the other passenger, I guess, were just sucked right out of their seats. And she found herself totally alone, 10,000 feet in the air, headed straight down toward Earth.
Yeah, just hurtling toward the ground. She said that, and this is the only thing that saved her life, basically, was this this really thick jungle canopy. And she said she remembers, literally remembers, being in the air, falling toward the ground, and seeing that the treetops look like heads of broccoli. Next thing you know, she wakes up on the ground. She's alive. She's got a broken collarbone. She's concussed, cut up pretty badly. Her got kind of, you know, beat in the face, obviously. So one eye was swollen shut. So she's in bad shape, kind of going in and out of consciousness, but eventually wakes up. She had pretty poor eyesight and was missing her glasses, which was no good. And she would soon learn that she was the only survivor out of the 92 passengers and crew.
Yeah. I say we take a break and come back, because as bad as falling out of the sky 2 miles down and surviving alone in the Amazon is, it actually just went from bad to worse for her at this point. Hey everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
So you said Flight 508 is considered the worst lightning strike disaster in aviation history. 91 of the 92 people on board died, including her mother. At this time, though, when she landed, miraculously survived falling 2 miles down to earth from midair. She didn't know this, so she started looking immediately for her mother. She spent the first day looking for her mom, looking for anybody, really, but in particular her mom. And she didn't find anything. I don't know what day it was. I think perhaps the fourth day of walking around in the Amazon. I guess we can say she walked by herself in the Amazon, surviving for 11 days. Day four, she came around the bend and found a really grisly piece of wreckage that I can't imagine seeing this.
Yeah, this was... two men and a woman who landed headfirst so forcefully that they were buried 3 feet into the ground. And this is the part I don't quite get. She checked the feet to see if it was her mother and saw that the toenails were painted, so she knew it wasn't. But, and I'm not nitpicking, she was clearly traumatized. But I thought it, her mom got ripped apart or ripped out of the seat next to her on the bench. And so she wouldn't be strapped into another bench. But I guess that's nitpicky.
Yeah, I know. I had the exact same thought, and I chalked it up to trauma too, or just maybe hope or something like that. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. I mean, three people.
I've never been there, so I'm not judging.
Exactly. But I mean, imagine seeing three people still strapped to their bench seat, all head first into the ground with their legs sticking up. I just can't imagine that stuff like that actually happens sometimes in the world. And this poor girl saw that on day four of wandering around the Amazon, totally lost. But like we said, she was about as prepared for this experience as a person can be from her upbringing. And she remembered after a while, like, okay, what did I learn as a kid about living in the jungle? And one of the things that came to her was her father telling her, if you're ever lost in the jungle, find water and just follow it one way or the other, because eventually you're going to find humans living around that water.
Totally. And that's a smart rule of thumb, period. Mm-hmm. If you're ever, you know, lost in the woods or something, and at the very least you have some water. And she lived on that water because she didn't have much food. She had a little bit of candy. Mm-hmm. It was a wet season there, so there wasn't like low-hanging fruit, literally, that she could get a hold of. It was obviously because it was wet season. It was super hot, super humid. But she did get some water from that river, which kept her alive. And like you said, for 11 days, she trod that creek, then stream, then it became bigger into a river. Eventually, she was basically at the point where she had given up hope and she was, you know, kind of succumbing and to the idea that she might die. And she saw a boat on the riverbank and thought it was a mirage, but she went over and touched it to make sure it was real, followed a path from that boat to a shack where she found some forest workers who immediately were like, you know, great. They gave her some fruit and started taking care of her and taking care of her wounds right away.
Yeah, I think when she came in the shack, their famous quote was, what the what?
Yeah.
This was gross. I can't remember which article. I think it might have been from the New York Times article by a guy named Franz Litz. And he said that they poured gasoline on her wounds that had maggots sprouting from it like asparagus tips. I mean, she was in bad shape. Chuck, just put yourself in this girl's mind for a second. You don't need glasses, do you? Just like some reading glasses, maybe?
Yeah, reading glasses.
So you've never needed glasses?
Except to read.
One of the worst things that can happen to you if you wear glasses and are significantly nearsighted in particular is to lose those glasses. This girl wandered around the Amazon for 11 days nearsighted without her glasses. And that was one of the least of her concerns at that time. I just, when I think about that, it just sends a chill down my spine because it's so awful to not be able to see like that.
Yeah, I imagine. So she, you know, she survived. She got flown to safety. She got reunited with her father. The real, obviously, huge tragedy here for her personally and for her father was they lost their mother and wife. And so, you know, she comes back home, you know, obviously elated to be saved, but instantly mourning her mom's loss. She avoided the media. And that's why I think she maybe didn't, you know, was open for business more recently, because she very famously avoided the media except for Werner Herzog, who was supposed to be on that flight, mm-hmm. Because he was scouting stuff for either movie or documentary. I couldn't tell which. And he reached out, you know, he's very moved by the story, obviously, because his close connection, and reached out to her. And I guess because of his Eastern European heritage, they might have bonded, or at least she trusted him.
Right.
And that's when he made Wings of Hope.
Man, it's just nuts. So, yeah, in that documentary, apparently he got her to go back to the wreckage site. And there's still plenty of wreckage just sitting there in the jungle from that plane crash, because it crashed in such a remote area. There's just no way they were ever going to remove it.
Yeah, it was tough stuff. She also talked to some of the people who saved her. It's really amazing.
Yeah, I've got to see that then.
It's not long. You can watch it on YouTube.
Okay, cool. There was something else that I thought was really great about her. She apparently made one of those deals with God or the universe or whatever and said, like, if I make it through this, I promise to dedicate myself to nature and humanity. And after she was saved, she made good on it. She's used a lot of her spotlight to help drum up, I guess, contributions and donations to preserve the Amazon, in particular to preserve Panguana, the preserve, appropriately enough. It started out, I think, around 445 acres, and it's grown to 4,000 plus because of her, just through private fundraising.
I wonder if God was like, oh, I thought you were going to say, like, in service of me, But that's cool. Like, that's good too.
Right. But first God said, how are you alive? So, yeah, one of the other sweet things I think about this is she returned to Panguana. She got her own doctorate in biology. She focused on bats and worked with her dad. And then her dad died in 2000. So she took over the Panguana Biosphere Preserve and Research Station. And as far as I know, still runs the show there. And she considers it her sanctuary, just like it was for her parents.
Amazing. I wonder if she has shirts that says, not that biosphere.
Amazing tale of survival. I'll tell you that much, buddy.
And does that mean Short Stuff is out?
I would say so, sure.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.